KVRVP.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you can even diagnose, you know, you get a check engine light. You can bring up the app and it'll tell you what it is. Yeah, they're real quiet down the road. I believe I like it better than a lot of the new cars because they're all CVTs. I believe the Trax is still a regular transmission. Only thing that they changed on them, and it made it really quiet, is they didn't put a timing chain on the Trax. It's got a wet timing belt, which is something that Ford's been experimenting with, and GM now incorporating in some of the vehicles. Have to change the timing belt at a certain interval. There's an interval to check it, and there's an interval to change it. I guess it's quite a job to change it. That's the only question mark on those engines. But it does make it a lot quieter having a timing belt. Just something to check on if it's 100,000 or whatever the interval is to change it. It's kind of weird that they're doing this with these engines now. They have a belt that's bathed in oil. I just watched a review on another vehicle. I'm trying to remember which one it was. It was a V6, and it had two timing chains, one for each bank. But it was a Ford. It was in the new Ford Explorer with the 3-liter timing chain for each bank, but it's got a wet belt for the oil pump, and it's quite a job to change it. And they're like, why did they go with a wet belt for the oil pump, but everything else is changed? It's kind of crazy.
Step out, cats. Something else, isn't it? Technology. Design. I gotta step out. I gotta get some gas. I'm at Meijer. KA8LDF. Be right back.